This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Military officials in Mali arrested the country's president and prime minister Monday, just months into their tenure, according to multiple news reports. They were seized along with the defense minister and taken to a military base outside the capital, Bamako, according to Reuters and the French news agency. The U.S. embassy in Mali warned U.S. citizens to avoid unnecessary travel in Bamako because the embassy received reports of increased military activity in the city. The news closely follows a reshuffle of the country's government in which two members of the military junta that seized power in an August coup were replaced. The military overthrew former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta last August, and Mali had been mired in months of protests led by the main opposition party in 2020 over an economic crisis, corruption, and Keïta's failure to quell an eight-year-old Islamic insurgency that gained a foothold in central Mali. Anger also brewed over the results of 31 disputed legislative races held last year. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Monday for the Middle East following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect early on Friday. This is Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. He will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts as part of Washington's effort to build on the Gaza truce. He'll hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and in Jerusalem, and with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that Blinken will meet with Israeli leaders about our ironclad commitment to Israel's security and will continue the administration's efforts to rebuild ties to and support for the Palestinians.